Hello and thank you for listening. This is podcast two of the day. I'm CJ at PCM Creative and I'm heading up to Liverpool for an Ignite Pet Kutcher social evening, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm just reflecting on the notion of fame and adulation and props and the desire to be noticed that social media has really come into existence for, and I think it's a very distracting notion. In my last audio boo, I did say that I'd talk a little bit about the transient nature of fame and what fame is to me, and in terms of perspective. I grew up in a family where dancing at an early age and operatics and amateur dramatics were all very much part of growing up. I grew up visiting the East End of London, where my grandparents were part of the of a concert party. So the notion of variety, the notion of performance, was always something that I was aware of. My uncle became an opera singer through untraditional means. He didn't train as an opera singer. He entered a competition, the Peter Stuyvesant Award, with an operatic singing, and he won it. And I think there must have been a bit of controversy, because it was his natural voice that won him through and not necessarily his training. He married an opera singer, so my Uncle Pete and Aunt Barbara were the principal soloists for some years in Gilbert and Sullivan Doyley Cart Company, and it was one of the performances of Rudigore that I saw at Nottingham Theatre Royal that inspired me to want to be in the theatre. And it was a very, very specific scene, and I remember it very, very vividly. There's a scene in Rudigore where the paintings turn into people, and then each of the paintings has a verse, has a line that contributes to the story. And the magic of theatre, of seeing these paintings that came to life before my eyes, had me hooked, and that's the moment that I knew that I wanted to be involved with theatre. Initially, it was about acting and performing, because that's what I was seeing through the people around me, the people I aspired to be. But gradually, as I started acting, I didn't feel comfortable acting. I've never felt comfortable acting, and I always felt that everybody around me was better at it. I did notice that when I worked with good performers, I could match them and I would feel comfortable, but if it was me having to lead the scene, or I didn't have those performers around me, I felt decidedly unworthy, which is an odd word to use, but it is about that. And I recognised very early on this notion of it. And this it, some people have it, and if I could bottle it and quantify it, I would be a very rich person. But you often see people with it. People who have it don't necessarily know they have it. And in fact, the better they are, the less aware of it they are. And some people might call it charisma, some people might call it confidence. But then again, I have met some very charismatic, confident people who don't have it. I've worked with people who desperately want it, but just don't have it. They try very hard, they are in the right place at the right time, they do the right things, they talk to the right people, but they never make it, because there's something elusive that they don't quite find. And I wish you could just learn it, but you can't. And this brings me on to how my journey kept me in theatre. I desperately wanted to be in theatre. I was very, very lucky at the end of what my acting career would be to take part in the Lloyds Bank Theatre Challenge, which the group of actors that I worked with were phenomenally strong. And as a group, we did get through to the final, and we did get invited to go to Australia and represent the UK in Australia, which was a fantastic time in my life, just in the intersection between my A-levels and growing up out of homehood and going into university and moving into professional life. And my last acting was a standing ovation at the Olivier at the National. Fantastic, never going to get back there. And a similar kind of adoration on the Majesty's Perth stage. And again, I knew I would never get back there. So I kind of decided that was it. But I couldn't leave. I didn't want to stop being involved with art, with theatre. And it's difficult to quantify because it's not about wanting an audience, because actually what I went on to do, which was stage management, was lighting design, sound design, audio visual, prop making. It was about the manifestation of a magic, being involved in a group illusion and working towards that, and having an audience at the end in a performance was great. But I have to confess, it's not until the last couple of years that I've even been conscious of the notion of an audience. And I think that is where the current Facebook generation and the YouTube generation probably feel they're most vulnerable, because to be successful as a video artist, your audience is always going to be digital. And the only way to know if they are there is either to get comments, likes, comments back on your feedback. Now, if you're performing in the arts, your performance has a room that fills up with the amount of audience who have given their time to come and see you. So you've either got a full room, an empty room. It's a very different quantifiable experience. And yes, I have toured shows to various places where there have been fewer audience than there are cast members, but that's a different matter. So I'm... at the moment, some, I think, are struggling with the notion of acceptability in looks, in surface, in are they good enough, the whole rise of the selfie. And I think a lot of people who want to share, who are involved in the arts and who do have that streak to take part in the entertainment industry, the desire to be digitally found isn't necessarily to do with that direct audience. I think there's two different audiences going on. There's a fame and celebrity audience, and there is the audience of validation. There's also the audience of vanity. I think I've probably gone on long enough. I hope that gives you some insight into the struggles that are going on at the moment. And if you are one of those digital starlets who are starting to feel jaded by the superficiality of digital, the digital platform was never any more superficial than it is now. It's how you're perceiving it. And taking a step away is not a bad thing. Coming back, learning from what you've experienced, and maybe trying to share some of those experiences. I hope been helpful. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm CJ at PCM Creative. Do comment on the boo, do tweet, and of course I am trying to start a little bit more of a YouTube presence. Karen Lyon, PCM Creative, and you'll find me there. Do subscribe. I hate being on video, but I kind of feel that to raise my profile and establish my authority in the field of what I'm trying to talk about, I kind of have to be there. So it's more of an acceptance than a need. Thank you again for listening, and do look out for more posts.